This is February the 24th, 2018, Sunday morning. The title of this is Loose the Tithe, Loose the Blessing. Malachi 3:10 talks about, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, there may be meat in mine house for people now who with, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't be able to contain it. Talks about those who hold back the tithe are robbing from God. The Lord posed a question, do you have checking privileges with God? Danny was talking about how these men would get up and have lots of money and talk about God was their partner, but I think it was Kenneth Copeland. He said, but the Lord said, but they don't have any of them have, checking privileges with any of them. Does God have checking privileges with you? Remember Danny's story last week. I put that as a note. Is it at your disposal or God's disposal? If things are tight and bills coming in, does that scenario change? Like you've got bills coming in and you don't know if you can pay your bills, are you going to go ahead and pay your tithe or are you going to hold back the tithe until something comes in? Okay. Ecclesiastes 11, 1 through 6 says, cast your bed upon the waters. It'll come back in on every wave. After many days, it'll come back in on every wave. And it also says that if you observe the clouds, you won't sow. If you look at your circumstances, tithing has to be something that you do no matter the circumstances that is set. Okay, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all these things should be added unto you. And I went into kind of depth here on first fruits, but I think I'm going to save that for next week. But anyway, the Lord's system is you sow the step release program. And the Lord said, Jackie, since you paid that tithe on that money, then you took a step of faith, so now he can release to you.
Wow.
Okay, we'll do the first fruits next week, since we're kind of been gone long. Told you, yeah, told you be short.